Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Jesus! It's you lot again! Ah! Yeah. We're going to take a call from a guy who's an arse, all right? The next caller is an arse. He's going to be rude to me. He's going to be mean to me. Normally I indulge him, but I'm just not in the mood to indulge this idiot anymore, all right? So let's just see. Either he's going to have me punch drunk up against the ropes, or I'm going to KO him. It's one of the two. Let's see where this goes. Hey, Jonathan.
Oh, my God. You heard me in the background, didn't you? How are you doing here?
Yeah, what do you want? Are you listening to the show? Are you even listening to the show? No, you're just calling in. You're not even listening to the show. If you were listening to the show, you wouldn't have asked that question. You scumbag.
Scream at me.
You asshole. Me. You're an asshole.
Oh, really? You're standing on your high ground now. Come on.
You don't even know what that means. You're standing on your high ground now? That's not even a phrase. You're standing on your high ground now? You're stoned on grass now.
I wish it was, but no grass is growing. You got to see this weather, man. It's just deleting us. At the minute, there's a phrase for you. Yeah.
You're the most boring, obnoxious caller I've ever had. And that's saying something. That is saying something. That is saying something. Because I've had, I could, Mushvik, do you remember Mushvik? Do you remember? You need a kick up the ass from your mother. She needs a kick up the ass. Your family need a kick up the ass. You're a family of deadbeats. You're a family of deadbeats.
You give me a little bit of stance, come on, Ian. I really like picked a bone on you now. Listen, I'm
you
not.
You picked my boner?
Shit, sorry, I swear. No, I'm not.
Of course you swore, because you haven't got any manners or any decency. You're a scumbag. You're the worst.
Come on, Ian.
You're the worst.
Ian, I hope you record this. I'm really punching the bones about them.
Punching the bones? Why don't you say phrases that actually exist? Although punching the bones is a good one. I'm going to use that. What do you want? What do you want, you a-hole? What do you want?
You called me an a-hole.
Yeah, because you're an a-hole. What do you want? And the A stands for anus. You're an anus hole. You're the worst kind of hole.
Come on. That's the worst. You ever had anal? It's great. Yeah. But anyway, apart from that,
Let's hear your boring, obnoxious, rude point. Cut to the chase, boy. Let's hear it. I'm sick and tired of this guy.
I've got a new subject. Come on, you want to hear it? Do you want to hear it?
No, I don't want to hear it. If I say no, will you go away? No, I don't want to hear it.
Ian, you're going to get more views on YouTube crap and you're just going to make me look like a fool. But
no, I'm not making you look like a fool. Your mama made you look like a fool when you came out from her. You've been doing it on your own ever since.
Shit.
What's your language, boy?
Now, shall we talk about something serious? Come on, Ian, I always respected you. That's the point that you need to make. I always respected you.
I don't need to take any point from you. You didn't grow up with me. What a stupid thing to say. You didn't grow up with me. You haven't grown up. You haven't grown up. You got older. You got older the same time I got older, and that's an unfortunate coincidence for me.
You got 10 years on me.
I wish I wasn't on the planet at the same time as you, because you're a scumbag.
I'm a scumbag. Why am I a scumbag? What have I done wrong?
What's your point, caller? What's your point, caller? What would you like to say, caller?
I just want to say, Ian.
What's your point, caller?
Your opinion. No, I've always respected your opinion.
Okay, my opinion is you're an idiot, and I'd like to cut you off. Do you respect that?
Okay.
There we go. I enjoyed that call. It was nice. It's actually quite a constructive call from Jonathan. We don't normally get those from that guy.
He made some interesting things up.
Let's go to line two. Hello, line two.
Only fools worship. I can't help falling in love with
I think the answer to that is no. Let's go to line three. Hello, line three.
Evening, how are we?
Have you been listening to the show?
I have, and I just like to phone and say thank you for cheering me up.
What?
I've had a long, terrible day.
Oh, no.
I'm normally driving home with Eamon and actually listening to you deal with these idiots.
Hang on, what happened with Eamon? You had a fight with Eamon?
No, I'm normally driving home when he's on.
What? But you drive home once a month? That's outrageous!
That's a belter.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, sorry, during his slot when someone's covering for
him. Thank you. You mean the Alexis show, sometimes with special guest host Eamon Holmes, on the third of every month.
You've caught it, I see.
Yeah. So have you not listened to this show before?
I must confess, I'm normally probably in bed
good
by
for
now.
You. That's the sensible option.
I know it's very sad. I've got two young children.
No, it's not sad. It's like, how old are your kids, man?
9.5 months and 3.5.
Wow, they're babies, man. Wow, you're just beginning that adventure. What fun!
I know.
How's it going? Everyone good and healthy and well?
They're healthy. The 9-month-old has got serious mummy separation issues at the moment. Separation anxiety. I'm just simply not good enough.
No, of course not.
So only mummy will do.
Here's the thing. I've got my 8 and 6-year-olds are having that at the moment. So that can kind of go on for quite a long time, I'm afraid. Good luck.
Yeah, no. And the 3-year-old is just getting to the stage where he's developing some character.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's learning to lie or be creatively imaginative.
It's the best. It's the best job in the world, man. Even when it's hard work, you look back on it and go, man, we got through that challenge and we've all learnt this lesson. It's the best job in the world.
Yeah, definitely. Very rewarding. You definitely get out a lot if you bother to put it in.
Yep.
So I'll have to try and stay up a little later.
Hey, you can get the podcast as well. Here's my tip for you tonight. How long until you get home?
About half an hour.
Hey, man, go into their bedrooms and just watch them sleep for like 2 or 3 minutes. Go and watch them.
They'll probably be in my bed.
Of course they are. They're 3.5 and 9 months. Yes. Well,
I've got to fight my way into
but
bed.
But also watch them sleep, and if they're in your bed, man, enjoy it and snuggle up, because that doesn't last forever. I've only got a few more sleeping with the kids before. My 8-year-old's not really into it. The 6.5-year-old is a bit, but that's going to end soon, and I'm going to miss them. So enjoy it.
I actually did that with my 9-month-old this morning.
Beautiful.
It was one of the rare occasions where I can get near him without him going mental.
I don't buy all this, so your kids shouldn't sleep with... I don't buy all that. If they sleep better in your bed, let them sleep in your bed, man, because it's not going to last forever.
Exactly.
Hey, man, have a safe journey home, and thanks for finding us and giving us a call.
No worries. Cheers.
Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye. What a nice guy. What a nice guy. Hey, Line 2.
Hello, hi.
Hello, Line 2. You're live. You're live on Talk Radio.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Well, that's good, because not everyone does.
Okay.
And
are you going to call me back?
No.
What? I'm on air right now, or I'm just live.
Oh, you didn't know. Okay. Yes, you are live on Talk Radio right now.
Am I speaking to Ian Lee?
Yes, that is correct, sir. Am I speaking to a cat lover?
No, the tuna lover.
The what?
Tuna.
The tuna lover, that's it. Mr. Tuna lover. Oh. Hello, man. Did you go to the fishmongers today?
No.
To put something in the bank?
Oh, stop it.
No.
What have you got for us, Olga?
You spelled my name wrong.
I know they did. I've complained about it, but they've all gone to bed by now.
Well, do you know, here's the thing, Olga. That's right. Racism. That's racism. This is a racist...
It's not really racism. It's just like...
Namism.
I just don't understand how you could get my name...
No, I agree.
...confused with a Russian girl's name.
I know.
The Russian girl's
name. And do you know something?
Because Olga sounds like Olga.
Olga, I think I spelt it right.
How do you spell your name?
Just O-G-A.
Yeah
that's what I put, right?
That's what we
but
got.
They've that's decided good. That they're cleverer than me and I must have got it wrong. And they spelt it like
that's
a Russian
right,
woman. So I've sent them another email and told them to sort their act out. So hopefully they'll sort it out.
But you've gone viral. You've had like over 1,000 hit views online.
Well, I kind of saw it tonight when I was trying to find out if you were live on YouTube or if you were live.
We're not on YouTube tonight. We're not on YouTube or Periscope tonight. And I apologise to all of my fans, all of my online fans. But just,
it's a shame.
I know. And I just made a rule with myself that when I felt lousy mentally, I wasn't going to. You don't want to see pictures of a man in turmoil like this. You don't want to see the pictures of it.
Well, I know, like, from listening tonight that you don't really sound like yourself and you sound like, you know, you're in a terrible place right now, but, you know.
But still, it's a better show than BBC London. You were right, Catherine, and that really cuts to...
Well, it's better than any radio station that's live right now.
It's better than any radio station, though. The only one that could beat this is David Priever. Let's be honest. That's the only guy that could beat this right now. And thank God I've got him tied up in the basement. I'm not letting that guy broadcast anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe about 6 radio stations without a presenter.
Yes, man. That's going to happen to me. Olga, would you like to say anything? Or do you just, you know, you just want to hang out with us guys, the cool guys?
Well, I just wanted to let you know, first and foremost, that I'm definitely hanging out with you tonight. And the second one is, if you feel like talking about anything serious, we can just go for it right now.
Go for it. Go on, then. Throw it into the mix. I'm up for anything tonight, man.
Right. Just to continue from yesterday where we stopped off.
Okay.
What, tuna?
Talking about sex. No.
No.
We're not doing seriousness.
We can do it. We're doing it. That's Catherine, who's going to get... I don't even know if I can say this anymore. She's going to get a smack bomb.
Oh!
Hello?
All right, well... If you let me talk something serious, then...
Okay, you talk something. Here we go. This is what we have to do. Ian Lee, give Olga permission to talk something serious, then. Away we go.
And then, You can ask me any question you want.
Okay.
And I promise to give you...
Okay, fine. Well. I can ask you anything. Great. So okay. Yeah. Away you go. Yeah.
On the topic of Boris Johnson trying to destabilize the government for his political ambitions, right?
Yes.
You went further today.
Yeah, let's go on. What happened?
You went Wi-Fi 2.0.
Uh-oh. What did he do, man? Tell me what he did.
Well, basically, right, today, right, obviously, yeah. Jeremy Corbyn was terrible at PMQs as he always is, you know.
Are you coming? I think you're coming from a point of political bias. I think you're politically biased.
Well, you would say I'm politically biased, but I would also say you're politically biased as well because we've got...
Well, we're all politically biased. Oh, yes. I accept my bias.
Well...
Do you accept your bias? Do you accept the Lord?
I accept Boris Johnson as the Lord.
Do you accept the Lord?
You're a pervert.
Ah, do you?
Yes. I accept the Lord...
Shag a pony.
Will you stop saying that?
Well, I'm not saying it. Not
shag
tonight.
A pony.
Okay, you said I can ask you any question if I let you talk seriously.
Well, I haven't really finished talking seriously yet.
Okay. How much longer is this going for?
Right?
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Boris Johnson, right, today took about 15 minutes or so just, you know, criticising the Prime Ministress.
The Prime Ministress. Oh, I like that. The Prime Ministress. Yes, sir. I like that.
Full gospel, man. He was, you know, he was bringing up stuff about, what she said about 6 months ago.
Yes, man. Yeah.
She said about 1 week ago, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
It was really terrible to watch. It was like a boxing match.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm ready for you.
Okay, can I ask you a question now?
Yeah, go on.
You said I could ask you anything.
Do I have a girlfriend? That's a no.
Well, I wasn't asking you. But with your previous partners, how did you bring up the subject of spanking?
Unfortunately, I've got no previous experiences.
Of spanking?
No, I'm bound to be the 40-year-old virgin by the time I reach 40.
Shut up, man! No way, Olga. How old? How far are we? How far are we away from that momentous occasion?
I've got 13 years to find a girlfriend.
Oh, you're 27. Oh man, don't worry about it. Oh, you got plenty of time. You got plenty of time. Don't worry about it. 27's nothing. All this stuff. Oh, yeah, I lost my virginity when that. Oh man, it happens when it happens, man. It's not worrying you, is it, Olga?
Nah, just wish me luck, man. I've got patience.
What, you're a doctor? I think that's inappropriate.
No,
I'm going to report you to Bupa.
No. Nah, man, just wish me luck, innit?
I do wish you luck. Okay, well, when you get a girlfriend, how quickly into the relationship are you going to ask her if you can spank her? Or she can spank you? I don't know which way it's going for you.
The problem is, right?
Yeah.
Like, I have a girl that I'm talking to
about spanking
at the moment. Not necessarily about spanking, but I would really like to do some of that.
Oh.
And the problem is, right, like, it doesn't take too long into us having phone calls, sometimes with the phone for about 2 hours, maybe 6 hours.
And when you're talking to her, do you just make that noise in the background?
Yeah, but the problem is, right, the girls are like, oh, he's too nice. I'm like, well, do you want me to be bad and then... You're going to like me when I'm f***ing back.
Whoa, what did you... you just said the F word, Olga.
I'm trying to get a girlfriend here.
Yeah, but don't say... Yeah, but you don't say the F word on my radio show. I had to press the dumb button on you.
All right, sorry, man.
That's okay. Don't say it again, because we can't say that.
All right.
This guy's...
So basically,
this guy really is...
You're a pervert.
Now... So you've got to just say, have you said to her, I'd really like to spank you?
I would.
Text her now.
Text her now
while you're talking to me. I'll phone her.
To come over to the crib.
What?
Right? And then we can do some Netflix and chill, right? Yeah. But, like, you know, she's been delaying it, and I really don't like it when they do that.
So, okay.
I'm going to have to cut this one off.
You're going to do what? Bump her off?
He's going to cut her off.
Oh, God. Well, I would suggest if she's not coming over for Netflix and chill, Lily said, that she's not interested. Maybe you need to maybe you need to look somewhere else. Have you been on that dating app, the romantic love app, Tinder?
Tinder! I've actually got Tinder Gold.
Oh. Tinder Gold!
Not only is he on it, he's owning it.
Oh, dude, just say on there. Right, go.
What's the difference with gold? Do you get like a higher class of...
Yeah, but the only girls that match with me are really, really chubby or, like, you know, but, like...
Chubby or... I like chubby. Chubby's great.
I like chubby as well. I really like chubby as well, but, like, my bed isn't strong enough for that, man.
Well, have you got a dining table?
Have I got a dining table?
Have you got a floor? Have you got a floor and a towel?
Hey, man.
Is your knee strong enough?
Oh yeah, my knees are strong enough. Like, I work 12 hours a day sometimes.
Good lad, Olga.
On his knees.
Yeah, you're, I wish you luck. We'll continue this conversation at a later date. That was maybe it's because he smells of fish.
It might be the tuna.
That could be it. It could be the tuna. Name that tuna, Stephanie. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. This is Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
On Talk Radio.
We're not doing Periscope tonight because you don't want to see this. But we don't. When we do Periscope, we turned off the chat because of this idiot called Onion and someone called None the Wiser and someone called Jenna Lois who's apologising for... Nah. And so I'm mixed race, neither sexist or racist. Nah, your comments were sexist. Your comments were abusive. I saw your comments and they were... I didn't see your comments, but I was told by someone who did see the comments, who I trust implicitly, and your comments were offensive. And yeah, you think it's a big joke to go on Periscope and bully people. You think that's a funny joke? It's not funny, man. People have feeling. I don't care. What's mixed race got to do with it? And already I'm being scapegoated. No, you're not. You said it. I know what you said. I know what you did. So, Jenna, no. Apology is received and accepted, but I still think you're a scumbag. I think you're the worst side of the internet, hiding behind fake names and going on Periscope and just being abusive. So, no. And it's because of you, Jenna. It's because of you that we don't allow comments on Periscope anymore. So go and think about your behaviour and your attitudes. These people like this, though, Catherine, they will just never accept that maybe they've done something wrong because it was just banter.
Yeah.
Just banter. It was just banter. It was just having banter.
It's what they did every night.
Just having banter. It's just banter. Would you... Oh God, you're so unfair. She was just having a little bit of banter. What do you mean? It was nothing offensive. It wasn't offensive to you, but you need to think about other people. And the fact that your apology is couched with being scapegoated. Nah, man, you're a scumbag. You're a scumbag. And unfortunately, Periscope is full of scumbags. We still stream on Periscope, but they're not going to have the chat on there anymore because it's just scumbags. It's everybody's scumbags. So... Stick It In Your Family album.
Big snowy out there. Put a pound in for Ian Lee just so he can like get his mental capacity away from this crap. Just being an idiot. This whole radio station, you got so much potential. Seeing Talk Sport, which is potential because everyone else looking to them boys. You're looking at Ian Lee, you're like, you're a dick. You're just a dick. And you're just pulling people down and not even being strong. You need to be like, think forward with your thoughts.
Who are you talking to, you idiot?
Who am I talking to? I'm talking to you. I'm talking to Ian Lee from the past.
I don't want to talk to you because you're a scumbag. He was ringing in, right? And he was halfway through a conversation.
Talking
to himself, right? That's either, and I don't say this like, that's either mental illness or that is drugs, right? This guy is a serious loon. And he shouldn't be allowed to have... There he goes, still going.
He's talking to you from the past.
He's talking to me from the past, and he doesn't know that... We'll go back to him in a minute. Let's take this call first. Hello, line two. Okay.
Oh, your career is so pathetic. You used to be something, but now you're not. Now you're not. You have no relevance to anything.
But why do you keep phoning me then, you weirdo? Let's go to line. We'll keep him on. We'll keep going back into Jonathan's cesspit of a mind. If he can keep his language clean. Let's go to line two, though. Hello, line two.
Hello, Ian and Kath.
Hello, line two.
Zolly.
Hello, line two.
Hello.
Hello there.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, it's you talking about... You know, people feeling terrible, and I feel like I've gone through some of the same things you have recently. My body image has been awful. All my life, my body image has been terrible. Like, I've been super thin, and now I've been super fat and feeling ugly. And just, I don't know, been suicidal, but not really, because it's like 1 minute.
Yeah.
You're scared of dying, and 1 minute you think maybe it's better off being like that.
Yeah.
And moving as well. So I've got rid of loads of stuff, and I used to think that the things I had was amazing, and then getting rid of it, just seeing that is just pointless, really. Why did I feel that connection to something that was
things
really
things are, how why do we feel connection to things, because things are nothing. They're like bits of plastic or paper or wood or metal, that it's just, but we invest so much into them, and then when you die, like, your family have got to get rid of that crap, but there's still a little bit of magic attached to it, so they feel bad about chucking away a load of our rubbish.
We've had a death in our family recently, and getting rid of his stuff, it's been kind of like a weird hassle, but kind of sad in the same way.
Yeah.
And, it just brings home that it's not really the stuff that matters at all.
It isn't the stuff. We put a little bit of ourselves into like a book or like a toy, or we put ourselves in there, and somehow it stays in there, and that's stupid.
Yeah.
How has today been for you, man?
It was all right today. Like a couple, I don't know what set it off. But yeah, I was just like, maybe, because I just feel like, what's the point and everything? It's just like, you're just going to, when we die, it's just going to be nothing. I
know that sounds I'm like laughing because I know that exact thought. I know that thought. When we die, it's going to be nothing. I know it. I'm with you, brother.
When I go to sleep, I just think this is like just dying sometimes because you just go into nothingness. And then it's weird, though, because it's so irrational, because sometimes I just don't want to go to sleep because I don't want to feel like that. I don't want to feel like I'm just going into the black, you know.
Oh, I like sleep. Sleep is my favourite state. I love sleep. Oh, no, I love a sleep, man. But I'm so disappointed when I wake up and go, oh, man, I'm awake. I've got another day. I've got to do what I did yesterday. I've got to do that again.
Yeah.
And, you know, stuff should, you know, I know it has to, I have to believe it'll be all right. And James kind of fat shaming me on AESA, that upset me. And that upset me because I'd had a particularly... I had a massive argument on Saturday in front of my kids, which I don't normally do, and it was, you know, and it was a big old argument, and so that kind of set me off on a self-loathing kind of wobble, and then James fat shaming me, and then this house, you know, it's just getting back put back maybe a week, but I was so invested in, I'm going to be out of this place and I'm going to have space and it's going to have something that's mine and I can start rebuilding and I've got plans to eat well when I get there, Oliver, and I'm going to run. It's on a country lane and I'm going to run and I'm going to cycle and I'm probably not going to do any of that stuff, but the thoughts are there, you know, and then you know, when James said those things yesterday, I wanted to cry, and then 15 minutes before the show, I get an email saying, oh, your house is delayed, and I wanted to cry, and I went into the toilets, and I had a little cry in the toilets, and then it's like, oh, I've got to come in here, and this is the best job in the world, man, I love it, but when you feel like, you know, it's hard work to do 3 hours of improvised comedy, when you just feel like, you know, oh, geez, everyone, my family hate me and everyone hates me and I hate me and I got to talk to idiots like Jonathan and,
Yeah. They say, like, I've done, like, therapy and stuff. They say, put yourself in another person's shoes, what other people's shoes.
No.
It's like, you know, you talk, people talk about us being fat or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you can find people who are overweight attractive, can't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That doesn't put any negative to somebody. It's only the bad people, I was going to swear, who feel like that, and they should be the ones that feel ashamed for their words, you know.
Here comes Catherine. Catherine's taking a little sigh, which means some wisdom is coming. Well, it's always worth listening. So I wasn't being sarcastic. It's always worth listening.
Happy people don't feel the need to pull other people down.
Yeah.
I always wonder why someone's so bothered.
Stick your submarine up your ass. Stick it up your ass, submarine. That's what I want to say to listeners.
Alan Moss.
Yeah, the other thing, though, is like, I feel terrible, and I'm never that evil to somebody. I feel like I'm not going to be like that to you because I just.
It's because you're a nice bloke.
Yeah.
You rationalise it, and you're not thick.
Yeah.
Thick people have to blame someone else, don't they?
Yeah.
You would say that, Catherine. That's your fault. See what I did there?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Thanks, man.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.